You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Rockett. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Rockett.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. And it's grateful. We're grateful and thankful for WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible for me to come into your cars, into your homes this morning, and just to share a word of hope. Just to share a word to let you know it's time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, it's time for you to come out, and it's time for you to come across and come through and get what God has for you. But I want you to know God can do all things. All you got to do is trust God. Trust Him and believe that God can do this. No matter what is going on, God will bring you through. He will bring you out. Yes, He will. I'm a witness that He will bring you out. I want you to know that God is able. I want you to believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for another day. We thank you now for another opportunity. We thank you now for another time, God, that you allowed me to come into the ear gates in the eye gates of your people. We thank you now, God, that you touch each and every one that's on the other side of the dial, on the other side of Facebook, God. Touch them right now, Father God. I believe you can, and I know you will, Father God. Looking unto you, the author and the finisher of their faith, God. I know you're able to do it today, God. And we touch and we agree with my brother and my sister, God. Whatever they're standing in agreement, whatever they're standing in need of, God, I believe, God, and we take you at your word, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, do me a favor, amen, do me a favor, tag, share, amen, this video, amen, hallelujah. By the way, Instagram, Facebook, all right, either pick up your phone, amen, and call somebody and tell them, guess what, it's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. No matter what, again, I'm going to say it again, no matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like or feel like, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to believe that God can and God will bring you out. Listen, I want to still go on from on yesterday. God blessed us so in our services. Praise our God on Sunday, yesterday. Amen. I pray that you was able to go to service at your church. You was in service somewhere. Amen. With your sisters and brothers. God blessed us on yesterday with a profound word. Amen. And it's not up for discussion. It's not up for discussion. His word is already settled. His word is already settled. He's already spoken it. Amen. And we must walk in it and we must believe in it. It's already settled. Praise our God. And it's not open for discussion. If he said you're healed, guess what? It's settled. If he said you're blessed, it settles. If he said you're the head and not the tail, it settles it. It's not open for discussion with the enemy, try to bring thoughts and try to make it think any other way. Is not open for this discussion, because guess what? I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. Praise God, and I can have what God says I can have. Why? Because God have already made it possible forever. Oh Lord, thy word is settled. Thy word is settled forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And the enemy cannot what? Undo what God has said. The enemy cannot bring nothing against you. Praise God. He cannot bring nothing against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. He cannot bring nothing against you. Praise our God. To undo what God has said. According to the word of God. Amen. That's in your mouth. According to the word of God that is coming out your mouth. Constantly. Praise our God. It's not up for discussion. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy try to bring up against you. I don't care what the enemy try to do. Praise God. He can't do it. I just want to thank God for you this morning. It's already settled. Praise our God. I got ahead of myself. Got so happy about it. Praise God. But I want to give honor to Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Elect lady. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, my wife, to church, our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. To all our prophetess. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. To all our evangelists. God bless you all. To our elders and to all the members, the congregation. Amen. Of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Guess what? It's already settled. And there's nothing. It's nothing the enemy could do. There's nothing the enemy could do. Because guess what? No weapon that form against us shall prosper. Because it's already settled. God has already spoken his word over it. Praise our God. We do thank God for all of the ones that's going through bereavement. Our during this time, we pray for you that God will see you through. That God will take you through this. Let's pray for the Byron family. Praise God, oh God, that God will bring them out. Hallelujah. That God will see them through this difficult time that they're going through. And anybody that you know that I don't know, praise God. Pray for them that God will meet them and take them through this difficult time. Praise our God. Once again, we want you to get excited about what God is going to do and how God is going to do it. He's going to open up doors. You cannot look at the circumstances and the situations and don't believe that God is going to bring you out. Good morning, Dr. Gathers. Praise our God. I know he's able to do it. I believe it. I know he can, and I know he will. Praise our God. Again, I want to steal bathing and bathing off of the services on yesterday in my spirit. Because the word of God has the final say-so in your life. The word of God has the final say-so in your life. Not the situation you're facing right now. Not what you're in right now. Not what you're feeling right now. That's not your final destination. Praise our God. And it's not even open for discussion. Come on, the enemy tries again. He tried to bring fear. He tried to bring doubt. He tried to bring unbelief. He tried to captivate your heart in situations that he think you cannot come out of. So it's really not open for this stuff. Discussion with the enemy, because the word of God has already stated, hallelujah, he said, I sent my word and I healed them. Come on, I healed their diseases. Come on, praise our God. You're already walking in your healing. You're already walking in your prosperity. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Now the word of God is already settled. It's been already spoken over your life. Come on, he said, I give you power. According to the word of God, he said, I give you power. After that, the Holy Ghost is what come upon you. So guess what? It's not open for discussion with the enemy. Praise our God. You can't let the enemy make you think or make the enemy let you feel the way you feel. You got to speak the word to the enemy, to the devil, and let him know, I am the healer. I am, or I will, or I have overcome. Praise our God. I'm not going to stay in this. You're not going to make me worry about something that God has already taken care of. Why? Because God has sent his word. And as we read on yesterday in the book of Psalms, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. It's settled. It's done. According to what we read in yesterday, hallelujah. According to what we read today, right now, hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. The word of God will stand against every situation. The word of God will bring you out. All you got to do is continue to speak the word of God. Let the word of God work. Come on. Everybody's trying to find something to work. Everybody's trying to find something to make them look big and to make them look great. You got the word in you. That's enough to make you look big. That's enough to make you great. All you got to do is continue to speak the word. Say the word. Come on here. Do the word. Be the word. And guess what? It's not open for discussion for nobody. Come on. Because the word of God stands by itself. The word of God gets results. If we use the word, if we apply the word, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. We got to apply the word in order for the word to work. Come on. Hallelujah. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible. possible to do what? Please God. So you got to have faith. You must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that what? Diligently seek him through his word. His word is going to stand. His word is not going nowhere. His word is not going down. The original saints used to sing a song. Everything is going down. But the word of God. People are falling down. Things are crumbling down. But the word of God stands assured. Come on. And I'm telling you, it will not fail. It can't fail. But all you got to do is trust in God. And trust in his word. And he'll bring you out. He'll deliver you. He'll heal you. And he'll set you free. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. Come on. It's settled. It's done. Hallelujah. And in him we trust. And in him we move. And have our being. Come on. Hallelujah. Forever. Forever. The word is not thee. Forever. The word is in you. Forever. Come on. Hallelujah. All you got to do is trust God. All you got to do is allow God to stand. Hallelujah. Stand there. All you got to do is allow God to have it. Give it over to him. Give it over to him. Trust God with the situation. Hallelujah. You trust God with the situation. He got it under control. He has it under control. All you got to do is allow him to do what he needs to do. And he'll bring you out every time. He'll bring you out every time. Praise our God. For he's a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. I say he's worthy to be praised. Do I have any believers out there today? He's worthy to be praised. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you're out there. I know you. I may not can hear you. But I guarantee you, if you begin to say, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. And I guarantee you, he'll respond back to you. He will respond back to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's nothing. There's nothing that God cannot do. Hallelujah. For his word will go out and it will accomplish what he sent it out to do. It will accomplish what he was sent it out to do. But I'm telling you, you got to trust God. You got to give it over to God. All you got to do is allow him to do it. Speak the word. Be the word. Walk the word. Talk the word. Live the word. Come on. Come on, somebody. According to the word of God. Amen. I just want to get the scripture right here to let you know that it is what it is. According to the word of God in the book of Matthews. Praise our God. Matthews, the 24th chapter. In the 35th verse. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word shall not pass away. God is still on the throne. And he's still working it out on your behalf. He's still working it out on your behalf. You can't allow the enemy to have preeminence, to have charge over you. Because guess what? You got some rituals in you, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. David said, thy word that I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So guess what? In the midst of us going through what we're going through with, the word of God has already made a way for us to escape. The word of God has always and always will keep you in the midst of what you're going through. You must know this. You must confess this. You must believe this. Come on. Because it's no discussion. It's not up for discussion. Don't let the enemy start talking to you with your mind. Don't let the enemy start making you feel things in your heart. Because it's not open for discussion. When we do that, when we allow the enemy to start talking, we'll open up some areas. Come on. In our lives, when we allow the enemy to start talking to us. Because Jesus said, remember, when Jesus was speaking and Peter, he wasn't really speaking to Peter. He was speaking to the Spirit. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Not Peter. But he began to speak the word of God. And that's what you got to do. You got to begin to speak the word of God through every circumstance, situation that you're in. Don't allow the enemy to try to have a discussion with you. It's not open for discussion. I'm already healed. It's not open for discussion. I'm already blessed. My family members are already taken care of. It's not open for discussion. Come on. Because number one, I'm not walking by what I see. I'm not even walking by what I hear, according to the flesh. But I'm walking about what the word says. Come on. According to that situation that you're faced with. Come on. Look at the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. The Bible says she had an issue for 12 long years. Come on. If she would have been walking by what she was feeling and how she was feeling, but she walked by what she heard. What she heard and what she began to see. That the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, began to come through. And she said in herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, she said, I know I'll be made whole. So this is what the word of God is going to do. If you use the word, if you back the word, if you put the word out there, God will do exactly what he say he would do. It's not open for discussion. I'm going to act on the word. I'm going to do the word. I'm going to be the word. I am going to believe the word. Do you really believe what you're saying? Or do you really believe what we're reading? Are we putting it into action? Come on. The word of God works. The word of God works. But we got to work the word. Come on. We got to get the word off these pages. We got to write it on the tables of our hearts. And we got to continually speak it out our mouth according to the word of God. Remember, again, Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the enemy. Come on, of the devil. And remember what he said. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Come on. Jesus came back. We said, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word. Every word that do what? Proceeded out the mouth of God. This word got to constantly come out your mouth. This word got to constantly. Come on. It's got to constantly. You got to constantly speak the word. Come on. You can't speak what you're going through. You can't call it what you're going through. Everybody say, well, you're going through that, and you're not being truthful to yourself. You're not being truthful to you. It's not open for discussion how you feel. It's not open for discussion for you to tell me to discuss what I'm going through with. When the word says, what does the word say about it? Come on. The word of God is rich. The word of God is rich. It brings you out of every situation, every circumstances that you're facing with. Somebody out there today, you're driving along. Come on. You're driving along on the highway. You're driving along and you don't know what to do. Begin to speak the word of God. Someone sitting in your home right now, listening to me up under the sound of my voice, in your den, in your living room, hallelujah, at your breakfast table, listening to the radio station. Somebody looking today at Cypress audience. All you got to do today is hear ye the word of God and begin to speak the word, because it's not up for discussion. Hallelujah. It's not up for debate. I will not debate the word. I will not debate. I am standing on the word of God. If God said it, I believe it. That settles it. Come on, somebody. It's over. The enemy knows it's over. Once you begin to speak your blood bought right, given right, according to the word of God, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forevermore. Come on. Hallelujah. We know, we all said, you got my word. I'm going to do this. You got my word on that. And sometimes it don't happen like we say it do. But I'm talking about more than our words. We got the word that's, oh my God. When he spoke it, he said, let there be through word. There it was. Come on. And he called those things which be not as though they were, through the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on. We got to operate this word. We got to walk in this word. We got to talk this word. We got to live this word. Come on. Be who you are. What am I? A word person. What am I? I'm made up in the word. And everything I go through, if the word brings me through, everything I come out of, the word brings me out of. Come on. Why? Because I speak the word. I use the word. You use the word. When you use the word of God, according to the word, guess what? It works every time. It works every time. God can do it. And I know he can. I know he will. Speak the word. That's right, prophetess gathers. Come on, speak the word. Speak the word. Be instant in season and out of season. When it don't even look good, still speak the word. When it don't feel good, what? Speak the word. Come on. Again, I'm going back to the centurion man. Remember, he came to Jesus and he said, come on, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. But all I want you to do is speak the word only. And he said, I know my servant will be made whole. The word carry weight. Oh, that was good right there. The word carry weight. The word has the last say so and the final say so. If you speak the word, it has the last say so. The word changes situations and circumstances that you're facing. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, young man. I'm talking to you, young woman, middle-aged man, middle-aged woman. I'm talking to you, teenager. I'm talking to you, hallelujah, the believer. I'm talking to you. The word changes situations. All we got to do is speak the word. Come on. Just as simple. It's not open for discussion. I'm not talking nothing else. I'm not talking defeat. I won't talk defeat, but I will speak the word. I will decree and declare the word of God. Whatever you do, whatever you say, God will do it by a miracle. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. And he will take care of that. He will take care. God is able. God is able. He is able to do it. Trust him today. Trust him today. Speak the word. Speak the word. And he will do it. Listen, the time is going to come up. That time is going to come up and go. And I know he's going to do it. Listen, stay tuned. Because God would do it. God would do it by a miracle. My time is come and go. But I want you to know he's able to do it. He can do it. Only if you do what? Speak the word. Allow God to work it out. Allow God to do it. And I guarantee you, if you speak the word, he'll open up a door for you. Praise God. I know he can. Trust God. Amen. In the midst of what you're in, trust him. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you out of it. Just trust him. I know he's able to do it. Okay? All right. Listen. Stay tuned. Got something for you. God is able to do it. Praise the Lord. God bless you. How you
good
doing?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. How you doing?
I am well. Thank
bless
God.
You. Bless your heart. Come on. Tell us what's going to go on. Come on.
Okay, quickly. I want to remind your listeners that this Friday, Melbourne Auditorium comes alive with Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Yeah.
This Friday, doors open at 6:30 p.m. Show start at 7:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it.
No.
Come with an expectancy. For more information, you may reach me at 718-781-0671. area code 718-781-0671. I'll just repeat it one more time. Area code 718-781-0671. Pastor Shirley Caesar will be live at the Melbourne Auditorium this Friday evening, 7:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Pastor Curtis, thank you so much for this opportunity. I've been calling, but, you know, I thank you so much.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Listen.
I know you're getting ready to leave.
Yes, you don't want to miss this 2 minutes. You don't want to miss this. There's a word through songs. There's a word through songs, and she will minister to you and through songs. You don't want to miss this. This Friday, Melbourne Auditorium. It's going to be something. It's going to be a word in the place. Listen, we got to go. We thank you for coming on, sharing it with us. God bless you. And we look to see
you. Thank
you
so much. God bless you. Looking forward to see you all on Friday at the Melbourne Auditorium, 7:30 p.m.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen. Amen. God bless you. Those of you that's in the area, those of you that's going to be coming, look, come expecting to hear a word. A word of deliverance. Listen, my time is come and go for today. But I got to leave you. I got to leave you 1 minute. But guess what? He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You always have his word. And guess what? It's not open for discussion. The word is what it is. It does what it do. Come on, work the word. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.